Well, I just want to update everybody on the market's gyrations. First of all, I want you to know that everything is on track for a stunning, stunning third quarter announcement season. The reason I say that is I've noticed the daily oscillations of our stocks are diminishing. Now, they still oscillate, you know, one will go up today and be down tomorrow and all that stuff. But the degree of oscillations has settled immensely. And a silver lining critical path has emerged for many NASDAQ and smaller cap stocks that they're starting to go up every day instead of, you know, oscillating. That's a good sign. Essentially, our stocks are getting excited before the third quarter announcement season commences. Now, the third quarter earnings are coming out for the financial stocks this week, but next week we'll start with our stocks. And I'm just going to count on wave after wave of positive third quarter results to drop, kick, and drive our stocks higher. But I like the fact their stocks are acting well before the earnings are going to come out. That relative strength is a very, very good sign. Essentially, our stocks are kind of acting like a dog acts before you feed them. You know, they get all excited, you know. That's kind of what our stocks are doing now. There's some other good news out there. I found the inflation news today to be very positive, the Consumer Price Index. You may not see it on the headline, which because consumer prices rose 0.4%, mostly due to higher food and energy costs. And if you back out food and energy, the consumer price index, the core rate was only up 0.2%. But this is, we're running at half the rate we were back in June, okay? In June, the consumer price index was up 0.9%. Now it's up 0.4%. The core rate is now 0.2% now if you throw out food and energy. Now, I'm not saying that inflation is going to totally disappear because there's some service costs that have gone up. But I'll tell you, the Fed is right. Inflation is transitory, period. And it's interesting, you know, the government tries to manipulate us and all that good stuff. And in the Labor Department CPI report today, they actually put in a chart showing you the CPI every month for the last 13 months to show you it's cooling off, okay? That in July, August, September, it cooled off to where it was running in the summer. So I think we're okay here, folks. You know, it's going to still be very interesting what happens. But as far as I'm concerned, you know, growth stocks are your best hedge against inflation. Now, another hedge, of course, is real estate. And I happen to be in Arizona right now where, you know, the average home price is up 30% in the past 12 months. One of the hotter real estate markets in America. But one of the big real estate markets just, the bubble just burst, and that's China. And you may know in China, the middle class in China likes to buy real estate. Real estate's more popular than investing in stocks over there. And they invest in real estate as an investment, but 20% of the apartments, condos, in these big high-rise towers are empty. And now prices are soft. So it'll be interesting to see if that softness spreads elsewhere in the world. Obviously, China has too much inventory, so that's part of their problem. But I just find that interesting. So we're going to be looking for other evidence inflation is going to eventually cool off around the globe. But right now, and from what we can tell, it's running half the rate it was in the summertime, and despite the food and energy problem we have. Okay, one other thing that's going on, you may have seen they're going to increase Social Security benefits 5.9% next year. That's a clear sign that the government's going to try to argue that inflation's positive, here's some more money. You know, they did also increase the food stamp compensation 25%. I just find that interesting. You know, the government's trying to suck up to us as much as they can. I think what's going to happen is that people are getting really, really frustrated with this inflation. It is mainstream news on all the news networks now. And this is really bad, bad news if you're in office. So they're going to try to get this under control next year. We'll see if people forget what they did to our economy, okay? Especially the energy inflation. So it'll be fascinating to see. The other fascinating thing that's going on is 4.3 million people left the workforce last month because apparently they wanted to get a better job. And, you know, I find that to be very interesting. A lot of people, you know, want more flex time. A lot of people just want a faster career track. So it's interesting the environment we're in right now. I think, you know, it's the Fed has an unemployment mandate, and I think they fulfilled it, even though they didn't replace all the jobs lost during the pandemic, because the labor market looks awfully strong right now. So, folks, as far as I'm concerned, everything's on track. We're going to have a stunning third quarter announcement season. It really heats up next week. Wave after wave of our stocks are going to post better than expected earnings. They're profiting from inflation. So, folks, I want you to hang on and enjoy the ride. It's Louis Navalier. I'll keep updating these podcasts during fast market conditions. Take care, everybody.